this was the thing about you that annoyed me the most.
What thing?
This, the way you could just rationalize everything and just behave like it is what it is. Like you didn't choose to be you, like your actions were reactions, not choices. It was never really fully your fault, ever. So even when you made a mistake or somehow hurt me, you made it feel like it was my fault. Or my mistake in the first place.
I used to do that.
You still do that.
How did you manage to know me so well? Even better than I did.
I don't know. I mean, we were kids when we first met. So I just suppose we grew up together, if you think about it. We were close. We were so close that...
We were the closest before the end.
Yeah, the end. I often wondered, actually, what would things have been like if it didn't end?
More than this? Neil, whatever we could be, we were.
Sure, but maybe there's...
But everything ends. Relationships, people, dreams, you, me.
You know, I just wish, and I know it's not possible now, but...
Impossible wishes are the best kind of wishes. Everyone should have one. Tell me, what's yours?
I just wish we had more time.
We had the best time already, Neil. I remember all our days together like they were all yesterday. And if we make our memories so strong that they're always there in you, isn't it possible that they become a part of you? So, like in our own way, we've lived an eternity together, don't you think so?
Yeah, I mean, if you ignore the concept of time altogether, then sure, we've lived an eternity.
But don't you find that to be a comforting thought?
Not really.
I do. It's enough for me.
You know this new you, the new Meera? She really is better than what I remember her to be. I'm learning a lot from her.
Told ya. I still got it.
Got what?
Your love. It still exists.
I don't love you, Meera.
Maybe not. But maybe love is like time. Once it is, it always is. It's the past, but it's also the present. It's also the future. It just is.
I do find that thought oddly comforting, you know. I mean, I didn't expect it to, but it sounds kind of nice.
What's tomorrow? You said that there was this thing tomorrow, that you were thinking about it and then you thought of me?
Yeah, it's...
Do you want me to get that?
No.
Okay. I'm all yours. You want another drink?
No, I want some air. Show me that pretty backyard of yours.
All right. It's right behind you.
Oh. Yeah, that's weird.
What's weird?
It was snowing when I got here, wasn't it?
I thought you'd prefer it this way.
Yeah, okay.
Let's sit down here, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's tomorrow?
Just give me a second.
Okay.
I'm getting married tomorrow. And she's great. She's just perfect. I love her. I love her so much. I didn't think I could love someone after you, Meera. But she, when I met her, I didn't even remember anything before her. Everything else was just gone. I got to start over. I can become a new Neil. One without... I didn't think it was possible.
That's good, Neil. I'm happy for you.
You know, all these years, I thought I hated you. Because you hurt me so much. Because remembering you hurt so much. I hated that you had this power over me. I hated that we loved each other unequally. But I can see it now. I didn't hate you, Meera. But I also didn't love you. I think. Not like I love her. The only thing I'm really sure about is that I just missed you. I still miss you.
What we had back then, we both thought it was love. Or at least some kind of it. And sometimes that's enough. Sometimes any love is enough, isn't it?
I guess.
Neil?
Hmm?
Why did you come here today?